Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The versatile person in the group, we'll call him Dan. Dan and I are interacting and I'm giving him the business. I am laying it on him. I am beating the case. And all of a sudden, his partner, I'm going to call him Kevin. His partner, Kevin, gets upset. And Kevin's like, wait, you enjoying it a little too much. What about me?
Hey, no, it ain't safe for work. No,
what's going on, my yayas, my royal priesthood? I hope that y'all are doing well. Girl is well. I pray that your week is well. Before we get into the topic at hand, I just want to say thank you all for your love and support. Thank you all for supporting the Transphobia in Queer Spaces podcast episode. That means a lot. Thank you all for just coming out and stating your experiences and letting me know about the transphobia that you've faced and you have overcome, and ways that we can help each other in the society. Now, as we further on into the topic, this week's topic I got from Facebook on a post that asked, so y'all never had a threesome? With the laughing emojis. And these type of posts on Facebook, they just thrill me. They thrill me so much because I like seeing people's reactions when I repost them or when I ask these questions. And a lot of people were responding, yes, it was amazing. I'll never do them again. And I've done plenty of threesomes. I did a threesome this past weekend at the time of this podcast. And it was very delightful. However, threesomes aren't for everybody. And if you're going to do a threesome, you have to be careful of who you're dealing with, because you never want to do a couple that has issues, underlying issues, because it's going to come out during the threesome. Back when I cosplayed a butch queen in South Carolina around 2011, I was on Craigslist. This is when Craigslist was bumping and before they had gotten rid of the personal section. I was scouting for some good and some schmeat. And I said, well, hell, it's been a while since I did a threesome. Why not? So I had posted up my ad, posted up my pictures, and discreetly put my number in. And I didn't get many hits that night. But I came across this interracial couple, and they were a little bit older than me. They were like in their 30s. I was in my mid-20s at the time. So we had talked back and forth. One was top, one was fully versatile. And we were deciding we were going to meet up and have us a grand old time. So because I didn't have a car at the time, they said, well, we'll come pick you up. I had exchanged pictures, told one of my best friends where I was going. And I let my uncle that I lived with at the time know that I was going out and that I was just going to chill with some friends. And he probably knew I was going to probably go smoke some tree and be a little thot. So they come and pick me up and they take me to the adjacent town in my neighborhood in Lawrence County. And if you know Lawrence, this area of Lawrence County, if you're from South Carolina, it's nothing but woods and trees, especially in South Carolina in the upstate. So it was nothing but trees there. But I knew the area. I knew people nearby in case push came to shove. And I had good old Betsy that could protect me in case push came to shove. So I get to their house. We start drinking a little bit of wine, smoking a J. And the next thing, we start kissing and a lot of foreplay. And we get ready to go down and do the deed. It starts out fine with the foreplay and the oral. All of a sudden, when it comes down to penetration, I serve as one of the tops in the threesome. So the versatile person in the group, we'll call him Dan. And I are interacting and I'm giving him the business. I am laying it on him. I am beating the case. And all of a sudden, his partner, I'm going to call him Kevin. His partner, Kevin, gets upset. And Kevin's like, wait, you enjoying it a little too much. What about me? I was like, you can get some too. So I let Kevin go into the dance. So I'm letting Kevin get into the dance, and all of a sudden Dan is upset at this point. Dan and Kevin are starting to argue, and I'm like, yo, if y'all are going to argue, y'all can just go ahead and take me home. Can y'all just go ahead and take me home? I don't want to be a problem. They was like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, because I'm uncomfortable for now. So Dan ends up taking me home. Dan was the melanated portion of this threesome as well. So Dan ended up taking me home and apologizing profusely. And later on, Kevin texts me and apologizes as well and let me know. They both let me know that they've been having some problems and they understood if I didn't want to link up again. And I said, no, I didn't want to link up again. And it was a while before I did a threesome again after that. I didn't do a threesome again after that until probably the next year when I went to a couple of parties. And from then on, I knew that before I did a threesome with anyone, I would have to start chatting with them and getting to know them and interacting with them one-on-one and interacting with their partner before doing a threesome. And granted, what fun I did have, it was good, but no threesome is worth putting yourself in a dangerous situation for. No encounter is worth putting yourself in danger for. And if you're in a situation to where you're uncomfortable during a threesome, make sure that you are able to safely exit. If you have to call somebody and tell them, yo, hey, I need you to act like it's an emergency, or have some kind of code to where your friend can call you to get you out of that situation. I'll never forget, in about 2013, I did a threesome with another couple. However, the threesome went well, but they really wanted me to stay a little longer, and I didn't want to stay. And I really didn't know how to tell them this because they were much older than me, and they were these buff guys. So I had my friend fake a little family emergency to get me out of Dodge. And thankfully, they went with it. They believed it, and I left. So again, I started evaluating more with the people that I deal with, make sure it was people that I've chatted with and have hung out and interacted with before, and make sure that nobody has a problem. So one thing I will say to you all, before you do a threesome, make sure that you're doing a threesome with people that you've interacted with before, like I said, and make sure, number one, that you've all been recently tested, because that is important. And make sure that you all are aware of each other's results. If you are not aware, use a condom and still get tested afterwards, because understand, some people are not honest out there. And it's sad but true, some people are not honest. So make sure that you know who you are dealing with. And if you're planning an anonymous threesome, make sure that y'all chat first. Have a conversation. Because sometimes in those conversations, you will find out all you need to know about a person's intentions. Also, see how they act when it's time to send face pictures. Or just pay attention to how they move. Since I've transitioned, I prefer to meet people out in public and chill with them a few times before I interact with them, even for content or for being a regular play partner. I always look at conversation and I always look at how they act when it's time to send a picture, but I also look at their social media and the things that they like as well. People may say that's too damn much, but it can never be enough for your safety, baby. Okay. It can never be enough for your safety. I'm just saying. So I'm going to leave it off right here. But if you've made it this far in this podcast or in this video, leave a mermaid emoji in the comment section. Thank y'all so much for listening in the last video and doing that for me. Thank y'all. That let me know that y'all are listening. Make sure that y'all interact. If y'all have questions or if y'all want to write to me, email me. Everything is in the show notes. Talk2priestess, talk2priestess@gmail.com. Don't forget to give me a thumbs up, comment, like, and subscribe. If you're listening to the audio version, share and leave me a review with a mermaid emoji in the comment. I love y'all so much. Smooches! Thanks again for subscribing. Bonus content on my OF, Yanya Taylor. Live, love, and be free.